you know,
it's funny. The diminution, the killing out of the Goyim. Ever since that time, we have been leading the peoples from one disenchantment to another, so that in the end, they should turn also from us in favor of that King Despot of the blood of Zion, whom we are preparing for the world. At the present day, we are, as an international force, invincible, because if attacked by some, we are supported by other states. Yeah. So let's say Trump is real, which I don't think he is, but let's just say he's real enough to scare the piss out of the true elders of Zion power structure. You don't think they're going to turn the guns on us and him? We're doomed. I'm not going to say doomed. We're not doomed, but we're screwed in different ways, no matter who we get in office coming up. With Hillary, it's just outright crazy, kind of lesbo, Donna Shalala, Janet Reno type lunacy coming from the federal government. The tranny agenda will go into higher, even higher gear. All that weird trash, the social engineering will go. The military's, there might be a mutiny or a mass desertion if Hillary gets in. I don't know yet. But if Trump gets in, the guns are going to turn on us in a different way, especially if there is a real side to Trump. This whole thing with the spraying, though, I'm reading about Skid Row out in L.A. Now they're tinkering with these people with the spy. It's the K2. I'm sure you guys in Indiana, Ohio saw this mass OD that went down. I'm telling you, folks, if you do street drugs, you better watch out, because now I think the order has been given to throw hot batches of street drugs out there at a massively exponentially higher rate. And so the cartels, which we know work for the same, entities as Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, these people, oh my God, the cartels and ISIS are down on the border training together. They're doing things together. Well, they got the same bosses, you idiots. Of course they're going to do operations together. The same gang runs them. I mean, it's, these people in the kind of patriot conservative circles are just, oh my God, the Muslims and the cartels are doing things together. Well, they got the same bosses. Big deal. Now, pig feces, seafood approved for U.S. consumer. And this has been going on for years, and I saw this the other day. But yeah, over in Asia, seafood raised on pig feces. Go ahead and have your sushi, boy. How you like it? Let's see. Now, I should have tied this in when I was talking about the Balkans with Clinton bombing Serbia. But this is over on Newsbud, Boiling Frogs. Spiro and who I've interviewed a few times on the program, and Sabelle Edmonds. This is from September 1st. Unfinished business in the Balkans. Biden in Belgrade and Pristina. Biden's Balkan business is not only unfinished, it's unfinishable. From the very first days of the Obama administration, the Vice President Joe Biden, Jesuit Joe Biden, has taken over running the U.S. foreign policy agenda for the former communist bloc in Europe. Yeah, remember he put his son in the big gas company in Ukraine? Yeah, nice. This self-appointed mandate applied not only to the ex-Soviet states, the best-known cases being Ukraine and Georgia. Yeah, his son's having a good time over there. But also to the states of ex-Yugoslavia in the Balkans. He has met with the proverbially corrupt Balkan political leaders on many occasions, either at the margins of international gatherings, such as the annual Munich Security Conference, or when they visited Washington, D.C., and he called them his friends. Biden also toured the Balkans himself, most recently in mid-August 2016, taking with him his entire extended family. In general, he has behaved like an imperial proconsul for the Balkans. As I have written in an earlier article in which I examine the great detail, the Biden business in the Balkans, in both his statements and activities, Biden has embodied the essential spirit of the U.S. global hegemony. In order to justify hegemonic projects, projects, he has been willing to turn the truth upside down so that fancy words covered up torture chambers and targeting killings, wars masqueraded as peace, and imperial dictates were presented as sovereign decisions of the free nations. Jesuitical, right there. He's a Jesuit stooge, just like Tim Kaine, Hillary's guy, to be her number two. And, you know, with this guy's history, Tim Kaine and Honduras and the CIA and the Jesuits down there, he'll be Hillary's, you know, little guy behind the scenes doing what Biden does here. And so I forgot to tie that in, and I apologize. Let's see here. Let's talk about this. Mr. Producer, get clip 18 ready. This is Jones. Basically, now I'm going to play the beginning right at the here, but then on the second segment, which I'm going to skip to after I stop it, Jones is basically saying Trump is heaven sent. All right, and I'm going to work into some of this Donald Trump stuff and his visit to Mexico, and then his big immigration speech, which was had some good points, and it had some very kind of alarming points. So let's go to clip 18 and go ahead and start there, Mr. Producer.
I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. The globalists have launched their great offensive. Everything is going to accelerate from this point. And we've run out of time. These are not probes. They're not testing anymore. They're dropping the hammer. The hammer has already fallen. And the sparks are beginning to fly. As they attempt to beat the once free republics of the West into a weapon system to carry out the extermination of the majority of this planet's population.
You could stop it there and forward to 3:32, Mr. Producer. I love the Orson Welles, James Earl Jones nature of Alex Jones now. He's so dramatic. But he's right there. He's not lying. We're going into full-blown acceleration of the depopulation agenda. We're seeing it. Oh, my gosh. I just remembered something that I missed that I was wanting to play. Maybe I'll get to it next week. It's funny. But anyway, so you hear Jones, and here's where now, here's the point where he says Trump is heaven sent. Go ahead and play the next part.
And you can just see God giving us this last chance with Donald Trump. Undoubtedly, Donald Trump has been heaven sent. And that's why the system is frothing in fear.
All right, you can stop it. Now, here's the thing. There is some truth to that. You know, the Wolfowitzes of the world, the Kagan family, Jonah Goldbergs, the Bill Kristols, all your usual Jewish neocon. It's like everybody responsible for 9/11. Most of them, except Giuliani, most of them have all went to the Hillary side of the house. Now, this is what really, you know, and I'm trying to figure this out just like you are. It's either a sophisticated reverse psyop, or, you know, these guys think Trump is a loose enough cannon where he might end up, you know, after he's in for a minute, turning on him. I can't call it, and I'm not going to say I know. And anybody that says they know and they can judge another person's heart completely, I think they're overextending themselves. Now, Trump's, there's a lot of weird stuff around this guy's background, all right? And you know it, and I know it. Some people are completely on board to where, let's just say they're throwing their all their balls into this one basket, and it's over, blah blah blah. So we played Trump being heaven sent. Okay, now let's get into this. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. This is one on the Johnny Gat channel, GAT. It's called Donald Trump Exposed. And this gets into a lot of different stuff, but I think there's some good material here to kind of give you a perspective of either Trump's, let's say, his limits as far as really the skullduggery under the surface, or he is kind of playing a role here. Let's play clip 12.
And we have kids that are watching the internet, and they want to be masterminds. And then you wonder, why do we lose all these kids? They go over there. They're young. They're impressionable. They go over. They want to join ISIS. We're losing a lot of people because of the internet. And we have to do something. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way.
Okay, pause it for a second. Pause it and leave it right there. We're going to resume. But think about this, how Facebook and Twitter and all these people, they let Daesh, ISIS, ISIL operate with impunity. And then an American says something even slightly controversial. They get banned from Facebook or, you know, Twitter. I mean, I've been shadow banned on Twitter to where when I troll the Pope, well, the so-called Pope Bergoglio, I get shadow banned, and I've noticed it. But, you know, Daesh, these guys operate because they're part of the system. They're part of the intelligence community. I mean, Zuckerberg and all these characters, they push these guys up because they want to recruit the useful idiot Wahhabi-oriented young Muslim kids into their little clique. Let's resume.
People say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We've got to maybe do something with the internet because they are recruiting by the thousands.
We have been fighting alongside Al-Qaeda, fighting alongside ISIS. ISIS is now emboldened and in two countries. But here's the anomaly. We're with ISIS in Syria.
Go ahead.
We're on the same side of the war.
Look, ISIS got started through funding from our friends and allies, because as people will tell you in the region, if you want somebody who will fight to the death against Hezbollah, you don't put out a recruiting poster and say, you know, sign up for us, or we're going to make a better world. You go after zealots, and you go after these religious fundamentalists. That's who fights Hezbollah.
All right, now you get it. That was Wesley Clark, crypto-Jewish Wesley Clark. He's saying basically our buddies, who wants to take out Hezbollah? The Israelis. The Israelis got their butt kicked last time they tried to go into Lebanon and take on Hezbollah. All right? So basically, Wesley Clark let the cat out of the bag. We're going to do a fake Wahhabi recruiting drive to go after the basically the Shia Hezbollah and Syria, and then later on Iran. You see, you know, and then this creep Erdogan, oh yeah, we're going to normalize relations with the Israelis. But now Erdogan's Gog Magog, you know, Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the Russians. You see, it's crazy. Go ahead and resume.
For you to lose that war was pretty significant, and I don't know if you perceive it as a loss, but it certainly was a shift of perception by the rest of the world. Did you perceive that as less than stellar?
It certainly wasn't a victory. I think I think basically the war was not won because we lacked a strategy, and the strategy is a very simple one. We faced about 5,000 Hezbollah, which are really Iranian forward infantry, with missiles. When you, in a war, in order to win, you take overwhelming force with the firepower and mobility. You move very quickly at the enemy's weakest point. That's basically how you win wars. And in our case, we went with almost the same number of troops against right into their gun sights. Mm-hmm. Not smart. We should have come from the behind, if you will, with 10 times the force. Not smart. We should have come from the behind, if you will, with 10 times the force.
You can stop it there. So, Bibi's trying to claim that Hezbollah is nothing but Iranian infantry. Now, I don't know enough about the organization to say yay or nay. But Lebanon, I mean, gosh, ever since I was a kid, Lebanon had been getting nailed by the Israelis. Remember the Marine barracks? That turned out to be most likely a Israeli intelligence hit to get our boys out of there, you see, because we were like this buffer force. And then Reagan yanked them Marines out of the barracks, Marine barracks in Lebanon. I served with some guys that were in the area, and you know, these were like older NCOs and staff NCOs that I served under when I was in Okinawa. And you know, it's a really twisted plot that we're dealing with here. But Trump, we got to get into some of his stuff. Mr. Producer, let's go to clip 21, and we're going to try to run through that, and we're going to hit the break, but then we'll resume it on the other side of the break. This is Trump standing right next to the Mexican president, and he said some very strong things, which I mean, could you imagine this punk Mitt Romney going down there and doing that, or John McStain, or Hillary? I mean, you got to give Trump some credit here, but this might be part of the bigger picture to make him just look so strong and so Reagan-esque and overwhelming that it's going to cause a landslide. Let's start with the first segment.
We had a very substantive, direct, and constructive exchange of ideas over quite a period of time. I was straightforward in presenting my views about the impacts of current trade and immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much, and we want to make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected. You equally expressed...
All right, go ahead and stop it there and forward to 1557. Now, you know, that was a bit of nationalism, which is really a faux pas with CFR type foreign policy circles operating right now. Not a lot of people want to even say that they're patriotic. It's like a no-no in American politics right now. Even among Republicans, it's really sick, this almost Orwellian kind of clamp down on any even spark of nationalism, because they've all been corralled and they've all been muzzled to be internationalists. Now Trump does some internationalist things towards the end of this speech that I'm going to cover. We got about a minute to break. Let's play the next part, 1557. Oh, we are? Okay. So we're coming up on the break now. But anyway, overall, I mean, I have to say that there's some alarming things about both of these speeches, and we're gonna try to run through them. But there's a lot of decent things there, and so it's a real mixed bag. But remember, rhetoric before you get put into office is just that. And how many times you're gonna get burned by pre-election rhetoric? I've been burned my whole life by it, and so we have to remember that as well.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
24 fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio. We're covering the Trump speech in Mexico. Let's play that where you headed, the next segment, Mr. Producer.
We all share a common interest in keeping our hemisphere safe, prosperous, and free. No one wins in either country when human smugglers and drug traffickers prey on innocent people, when cartels commit acts of violence, when illegal weapons and cash flow from the United States into Mexico, or when migrants from Central America make the dangerous trek, and it is very, very dangerous, into Mexico or the United States.
Okay, you can stop
without
it there.
Without legal authorization.
Go ahead, stop it there. Go to 1641. Now, notice how he talked about our hemisphere. Now this will take you back to the Monroe Doctrine. Okay, where basically President James Monroe really made a point, or he attempted to make a point to the powers of Europe, to basically say, hey, look, the goings on in this hemisphere are under our watch now, blah 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 blah. Well, we know that didn't hold up. Okay. You had Spain and Portugal and everybody else, France, playing games in the Western Hemisphere all this time. And so, and then you got Rome, the Jesuits, everybody. Look at all the Jewish communities all over South America and Central America. I mean, those Jewish guys got busted, Mossad agents trying to shoot up the Mexican parliament a couple years ago. I mean, look, the Monroe Doctrine, it was just that. It was the doctrine, but it didn't hold up. You're never going to keep the powers from the other hemisphere, from skullduggery in our hemisphere. All right, move on. Let's play the next clip.
I shared my strong view that NAFTA has been a far greater benefit to Mexico than it has been to the United States, and that it must be improved upon to make sure that workers, and so important, in both countries benefit from fair and reciprocal trade. I expressed that.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Let's move on to 1738. NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Now, all the Ayn Rand libertarians, they love free trade. I'm going to have to get into Gary Johnson in a little bit. I got to trash this little punk before the show's over. This little weasel. But you know, so Trump wants to tweak NAFTA, okay, our little free trade deal. Now, remember, organized labor, they were vehemently against NAFTA right when it was coming in. And then the Ross Perot faction of, like, more of a populist kind of conservative wing, the giant sucking sound, remember that? Yeah. So, see, you had organized labor at the time, and then kind of the populist insurgent Perot were both against NAFTA because they knew it was going to screw the American worker. So now organized labor has become a shell, and it's become to the point where it doesn't even have a voice. Okay, it's been absorbed into the Borg of the Soros kind of commie world. And so this is another reason why I say organized labor in the 90s was right about being against NAFTA. Don't forget that. Now, is there mobsters involved in organized labor? Of course there is. There's always, you know, your Italians, Jews, now Latinos, all kinds of people involved in it that had shady dealings. But at the same time, you got to look at it as if it was being ran by a decent and altruistic person that was relatively honest, it would be a shot in the arm to having a burgeoning middle class, is to have basically organized labor without the organized crime and without the Marxist kind of evil communist totalitarian international vision that has basically permeated it in the last number of years. Pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
On a Greyhound bus, but I'm traveling this morning. I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, been doing things my way. It's been making me lonesome. Black, and her name was Goldie. Thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream. Began to feel lonesome.
We're covering the Trump in Mexico. Mr. Producer, let's play the next portion. We got it.
Illegal immigration. Not just between our two countries, but including the illegal immigration and migration from Central and South Americans and from other regions that impact security and finances in both Mexico and the United States. This is a humanitarian disaster. The dangerous treks, the abuse by gangs and cartels, and the extreme physical dangers. And it must be solved,
It must be solved quickly.
Okay, you can stop it there. Forward to the next segment. Which one is that, Mr. Producer, the next one? Okay, yeah. Now, this is the theme you're going to hear me when I'm covering this Trump stuff. He talks about the cartels constantly. And I think Trump might be wading into, or he's just paying lip service. It's got to be one of the two. He's either wading into JFK territory by really stepping on the CIA's toes, who runs the cartels. Or, now, Trump's very anti-drug. Even when he first started running, when he's up there in the Northeast, he was talking about the heroin epidemic and how we need to stop it, all these poor kids being strung out on heroin. This has been pretty much universal in Trump's message. And so Reagan was the big war on drugs guy. We know what went on under the surface. And so these are the points I'm trying to make up here. Either Trump is just like playing everybody for like the complete sucker, you know, Pokemon Go zombies that most Americans are, or, you know, he's a New York, you know, real estate guy, and he, you know, some of his buildings, he used the Gambino crime family construction agencies. I mean, there's so much here with Trump. It's fascinating to watch the whole thing. But just keep your eyes open. Let's play the next segment.
Number two, having a secure border is a sovereign right and mutually beneficial. We recognize and respect the right of either country to build a physical barrier or wall on any of its borders to stop the illegal movement of people. Drugs.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Let's go to 1905, but check that out. So Trump is actually saying, hey, look, it's the right of a sovereign nation to build a wall. Mexico's already, you know, down on their southern border. Unless they're getting ordered by the powers that be from above, they don't let anybody in, okay? They do that on the orders of the masters, the elders of Zion, to let floods from Central America come up and jump on trains and make their trek up into the U.S. Okay, they're ordered to do that. Oh, I didn't even mention this. If you look on the podiums where Trump was speaking with the president of Mexico, it said this: Estados Unidos Mexicanos, United States of Mexico. Estados Unidos, that's what they call the United States of America. Estados Unidos Mexicanos is what it was, right there on the seal on the podium, which I found fascinating. I was like, this is the NAU. This is the North American Union. Look, Estados Unidos with, you know, the United States, Estados Unidos Mexicanos. They're merging us already. Next segment.
Number three, dismantling drug cartels and ending the movement of illegal drugs, weapons, and funds across our border.
Okay, stop it there. Go ahead to 1931. Now, I mean, Trump's been talking about cartels so damn much that I'm like, this guy either wants to get whacked or he's speaking in code saying, yeah, man, the drugs are really going to be flowing when I get it. I don't know. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I do talk radio, but it's quite fascinating. Let's play the next segment.
Improving NAFTA, number four. NAFTA is a 22-year-old agreement that must be updated to reflect the realities of today. There are many improvements that could be made that would make both Mexico and the United States stronger and keep industry in our hemisphere. We have tremendous...
Okay, stop it there. Okay. Keep it in our hemisphere. You see, he's keeping things... If you look at this North American Union and then the rest of the unions, the CAFTA and the rest of these that they've got scheduled to come into existence... You can see kind of like that NAU language kind of under the surface, but he's kind of coming in with a strong hand, kind of like this, like a new vision. But I'm not saying that there's not some plan here under the surface. Now, he went up against the Pope, you know, some months back on the border. You know, the Pope was here. Trump was on the border. Scalia, whatever he was into, whether he was a creep or not, you know, there's all this research under the surface about Scalia, whether some little boy slit his throat or not. I mean, there's so much out there on Scalia, whether he was perving out on some little boy and you know, or you know, a teenager and somehow got a hold of a sharp object and slit him up. And then so that's why the autopsy didn't happen. Or he was whacked and he was holding up the global warming stuff and he was holding up the gun and grab agenda. You know, you can go either way. It's so hard to really, when you look at these researchers, you find them on all ends of the spectrum, and you look at each one and their kind of paradigm or their slant when they look into an incident like Scalia's death, and you're like, well, hell, both of them make sense. I'll just have to keep my eyes open and my research, you know, chugging forward, but it's real weird. So let's play the next segment.
Number five, keep manufacturing wealth in our hemisphere. When jobs leave Mexico, the U.S. or Central America and go overseas, it increases poverty and pressure on social services, as well as pressures on cross-border migration.
All right, so you can stop it there. So there's more talk about the hemisphere. What's the last segment we got, Mr. Producer 2116? Okay, but there's more hemispheric language there. And I know he was speaking in Mexico, and he, you know, you've got to craft language to where your audience is, and you got to throw in bones and the rest of it. It's politics. I get it. I'm just trying to make the audience kind of aware. Let's play that last segment.
A strong, prosperous, and vibrant Mexico is in the best interests of the United States and will keep and help keep for a long, long period of time America together.
Stop. All right, we're done. You hear that? A prosperous and vibrant Mexico will keep for a long time the United States together. Now, see, Trump is basically saying, look, if you look at this country, it's balkanizing fast, thanks to our buddies and the elders of Zion. They've got the blacks with the Kaepernicks, the Black Lives Matter, the Michael Eric Dysons, the Isaiah Thomases, all the Hotep movement, the House of Consciousness, the Five Percenters, Nation of Islam, the Morris Science Temple of America, all the black consciousness type cults, they've got them ready to basically secede from the country. And the Kaepernick PSYOP fits in with this. And the Black Lives Matter Jewish funded PSYOP fits in with this. And so they're ready to have them pull out of the country. And then why Trump was saying this in Mexico City is because the La Raza Ford Foundation, the Brown Power, their whole kind of Aztec, let's say, Aztlan cults, they're ready to pull out too. And so we could see, you know, like some of those Russian kind of whistleblowers, some of the Russian intel boys, and some of this might be disinformation, you don't know, but they were all talking about the United States being broke up along ethnic racial lines and so forth and so on. It's something to keep your eyes out on, all right? But that language right there about Trump saying keep the United States together, I mean, that's kind of a big deal. Let's get clip 7 ready, Mr. Producer. That's Dabu 7 with Kaepernick. Now he's taking Kaepernick as a PSYOP angle. And when this thing dusted up, I was like, there's a lot of elements here that really kind of ring to where it could be a psyop. This guy's mixed race. He's moved towards Islam because of his DJ Nessa girlfriend, the big hip hop kind of Arab Black Lives Matter girl, Hot 97 in New York. So he's trying to become, he's trying to shun his white upbringing, you know, his black daddy deserted whatever is the ethnicity of his mom is. Jim Stone's trying to say that he's Jewish. I don't know. That's over there on the Unhived Mind and Jim Stone freelance. I don't know, but he's playing into this psyop. And a lot of people think it's because his career's in the tank. He might be on the way out. He's got a guaranteed $60 million out of this $114 million contract, even if he doesn't play. And so maybe he's got bigger and better dreams of being some sort of an activist. You don't know. But let's hit clip 7.
Well, this discussion over Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit out during the national anthem has become the latest topic to divide the public. And this is the tactic time and time again in dividing the people into smaller and smaller subgroups to where they're all against each other over one thing or another, ultimately. This has drawn all kinds of criticism and backing from different people, depending on who. And like I said, it's caused a rift. Now, regardless of what side you stand on this issue, if you're one that even seems to care about this issue with him doing this, there's one thing you should make note of, and it is that the police force that secures this stadium in San Francisco, which many times has been picked as being a prime target for an attack if there was to ever be one at a stadium, the officers that work these games come from the Santa Clara police force, most of them. They basically, when they're off duty, they work as a private security force, but they're all drawn from this police department. They're now saying that because of him not wanting to stand up during the anthem and all this other stuff, that they're going to boycott working the games. Now, their first game just so happens to be the first big primetime Monday night football game of the season. Will there be security is the question. Some would say, well, there would have to be some level. Yeah, there would be some level. They had to try to round up some private security at the last minute. The NFL says that they will protect their people, but if they're supposed to show up and they don't show up at the last minute and they pull something like that, it's going to be kind of hard to get someone in there last minute, that many people, to work the event.
So you get the point. You'll get the point. So basically, a psyop, this guy, don't want to take the national anthem, doesn't want to be part of it, you know, whatever. People get real, you know, they're burning jerseys and the whole nine. But here's the thing. Okay, so the point he's making is, okay, so the police pull back. It's a perfect cover to run a false flag hit. You know, I'm just, and then, you know, if something happens to Kaepernick, then you could blame it on whoever, you know, some disgruntled honkies, whatever. I don't know. It's just something to put out there. I got to get into this Gary Johnson stuff, and we're coming up in a break. But, you know, Gary Johnson, this guy's a real, you know, kind of like a wimpy white libertarian, that former governor of New Mexico. He scaled all these mountains. He's a real rugged Renaissance man, but his personality is real crazy, and he's checking on Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts in the Libertarian Party. And so a lot of people are talking about how a lot of people are dumping money into the Libertarian Party all of a sudden to use as kind of like a Ross Perot effect against Trump. some of this kind of shady characters behind the scenes. And then if you see Gary Johnson get in the debates, you'll know that somebody really doesn't want to see Trump get into office, because the orthodox wisdom here is that the libertarians always pull more from the Republicans than they do the Democrats as far as voters. Now, you got to keep this in mind and always realize that, as FDR said, presidents are selected, not elected. But very hard to gauge all of this. And so we'll see you guys on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, check this out. RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Global research. Vatican fully recognizes Palestine state. Pope Francis. Israel will disappear from the landscape of geography, quote unquote. Landmark treaty enters into force. A treaty facilitating relationships between the Vatican and Palestine, referred to as a state in the text, has entered full force, sealing de facto recognition of Palestinian statehood by the Holy See. The Vatican announced Saturday that its comprehensive agreement with the State of Palestine, signed in June 2015, has come into full force, in which the Holy See bolstered support for the two-state solution of the longstanding Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Referring to Palestine as a state means that the Vatican has recognized it as an equal partner, thus sealing support for the 2012 UN General Assembly resolution granting Palestine a non-member observer status. The Holy See, this is a quote, and the State of Palestine have notified each other that the procedural requirements for its entry into force have been fulfilled under the terms of Article 30 of the same agreement. Israel will disappear from the landscape of geography, the Holy See said in a statement on Saturday. The historic 2015 treaty is to secure rights and privilege of the Catholic Church on Palestinian territories in exchange for brokering a two-state solution, as well as giving more weight to Palestine's political stance in the world. It also said to include safeguarding the holy sites in Palestine, equally important for all three Abrahamic religions. In April 2014, the Catholic monastery was vandalized not far from Jerusalem in a hate crime carried out by Israelis. Slogans condemning peace talks with Palestine, as well as graffiti disparaging Jesus and Mary, were also frequently there recently. While the entire text is unavailable, the treaty may recognize the 1967 borders as those constituting the Palestinian state, as the two-state solution implies creation of the Palestinian state on territories occupied by Israel during the Six-Day War. Pope Francis is known for calling the Israeli-Palestinian talks to be resumed, though the Vatican has provided no detailed political roadmap for reconciliation. In May 2014, Pope Francis visited Bethlehem, where he gave a public speech outlining both Israel's and Palestine's right to exist. He praised Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as a man of peace, laying the groundwork for the bilateral treaty. In the same speech, Francis proposed a common prayer of Christians, Muslims, and Jews, which took place in June 2014 and was attended by the Palestinian President Abbas, Israel's former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, as well as the Pope himself, asking for peace for the Holy Land and for all who dwell there. And this is floated around. Look, there's some skullduggery here. The Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, Knights of the Equestrian Order, Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, these guys, you gotta do your digging into all sides of the researchers on this. And I hear the music again. We'll continue this on the other side, and I got another video to play kind of concerning this. Cineary Radio. I can be its master. I will perfect.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.